It's time to let loose, talk some Michigan, and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Here are your hosts, Jay-Z and Jeff. At the playground.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket. Another beautiful day out there, Sunday. Looks like the snow's gone. It's still kind of gloomy, but you know what? It's still a beautiful day out there. It's another day. We are all alive. Across from me, Jeff Childs, who thinks he's late, but guess what? The show just started and he hasn't had a turn to talk. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, Jay-Z. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Antonio, wearing shorts, right? He's wearing shorts as always, no matter what, you know.
It's warm.
It is.
What is it? It's got to be like at least 50. Right?
It is. It definitely is. It's very nice.
It feels like 50, but I think it's at like 37 outside. But 37? It's still short weather for you, Jay.
Right. No, for him, it's short weather.
Yeah,
short weather.
Like
no matter
spring.
What. And
perfect.
It's fine because really, he gets in this vehicle. Do you have a garage?
Yeah.
Gets in there, so he's not really into the elements.
That's exactly my point, is like how far are you really outside during, like, how long are you really outside for during the winter? Now,
right.
The one argument that is fair on this, now you can see I thought about this quite a bit, is to say, well,
he was ready for his retort this
morning. What happens if the car breaks down?
Right.
And that is the main.
My mom used to say that because I used to go out without a coat all the time, and she's, what happens? And I'm like, I'll be fine. I'm really going from the car to school and then back in the car and back home. Like, there's a little, unless something like that happens where the car breaks or it breaks down and you have to get out or you, but most of us don't go on just off-roading. We stay to the roads, and because of that, usually we can be found in these things, these mini computers that we almost all own, help us pretty much to call anyone. That's why if you see someone stuck on the side of the road, more than likely nowadays, everyone has a cell phone. You don't have to worry that somebody's going to be stuck there. I remember as a kid, like 13 years old, trying to wave down like truckers to try to help us because we, you know, something, you know, broke and we're like, oh, there's no one's going to help us.
That's not a problem anymore. We don't have to deal with those sorts of problems. But Tony O doesn't have to deal with wearing pants.
No,
doesn't matter what the temperature
is.
Sure, and he just, you know, he bucks any kind of trend and he's like, I don't care what it is, I'm going to do it. That's just his thing.
Right.
Well, plus it's radio too.
It is radio. It is very true. And that you just heard, that's Matt Misler. He's running the ones and twos. And threes and fours, right?
I was
going
to say,
there's a bunch of buttons over there.
Fives and sixes and sevens, Miz?
Unbeknownst to people in radio land, there is more than just actual
there's
two.
A turntable over there, and that's all he's working on. He's just scratching the whole time. So there's a lot to talk about as far as Michigan sports. Michigan basketball plays today. Jeff, you'll be here for that game.
I will be here.
Michigan versus Indiana. I think we beat them by 30 last time, but there's a difference. We're at Assembly Hall. Not in the Chrysler Center. So that will change, I think, somewhat. I don't know if it will change completely around. Michigan is 15-9, Indiana 15-10. Indiana is favored by 3 points, even though you beat them by 30. So what we now need to figure out, where will this team end up at the end when it goes, I don't know what you call it, March Madness, but where will they end up? Will they end up in the NIT, falling short of the big tournament? Or will they be one of those first four in, or are they going to be farther than that? Jeff Childs, your thoughts.
Yeah, this is one of the tougher Michigan basketball teams I think I've ever had to figure out, Jay-Z, and I think a lot of people can agree with that. They are so up and down. You never know what you're going to get from this Michigan basketball team. They can beat Indiana by 31 game, then lose at home to Ohio State by 4, then come right back around and beat Michigan State at home by 29 points. They really got you thinking from game to game, and it's exciting in the sense that you don't know what's going to happen. By the same token, you want to see Michigan in the tournament. You expect them to be there. You hope that they're there. And every week, I think I sit here and I say, oh, they're taking strides, right? They're going to be an improved team. They're looking a little bit better defensively. And do I have enough gumption to say that this week that they are, that they do have it finally turned around? They did show me some signs in that Michigan State game, the way they were denying the ball, the way that they were being very active, shuffling around defensively, getting in passing lanes. So that's there, but the question is, will it ever turn into something viable? And that's what we're all wondering. As far as the end of the year, I would really like to say that I see them in the NCAA tournament with how up and down they've been defensively, how streaky Zach Irvin has been, one of their more reliable players, except for this year. I don't really see them getting in the NCAA tournament, unfortunately, for Michigan fans. I think they will be an NIT team. They might win a game or two in the first weekend of the Big Ten tournament.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah. I was going to say, because, you know, usually NIT, they'll go all the way to the final, and it's like, come on. Most of the time, you want to just be like, all right, let's get the season over, let's move on. They do very well in the NIT. It's too bad that's not named a Big Dance. Tonio, your thoughts? NIT, first four in, or we don't have to worry, they're going to make the tournament?
I think we're going to make the tournament, but I'm really unsure about how we're going to finish the season, because it just seems like, I don't know, this Big Ten conference this year is really bad. There's the thing that stands out to me is there's not really any team I could point to and say that they're consistently like mentally strong, like where they go into every game and they're at least going to give their all, and they're not going to look, you know, in some games like, you know, like they just aren't showing up. You know,
that's kind of what this team is,
right? I think you can extend it to all of them, and I think that's why, you know, we've seen games where, you know, one team will lose by 15, and then the next time in the series they'll like win by 15,
and that's what we're looking at for today.
And I think
part of that too, Tony, to your point, is like with Irvin being as unreliable as he is, you don't know beyond him what you're going to get game to game, other than maybe Derek Walton. Mo Wagner had a game where he's going to score 15, 20, and then he'll turn around and score 5, 6 the next game.
Right, and so I'm optimistic that we're going to make the tournament, just because of, I don't really know why, just because I think.
You got a good feeling.
When I try to remove like my Michigan fandom, and I see this team like perform, you know, not in the way I would like it to, we're not so bad. Like I think like we're not very good by any stretch of the imagination, but we're not so terrible as I think we've looked at moments. So I think that the committee will hopefully see that too. But by the same token, I mean, we do still need to win games here. I mean, we're not like, this is not just something that's just, we don't have a ticket written for us already.
I mean,
we still have to, I think we probably need to,
Michigan needs to win a true road game. I think that's something that the committee looks at. That's always an important thing. And then on top of that, I think what feeds into my pessimism about this team, not just watching them, but looking at the schedule. Then you have Wisconsin and Purdue at home. Those are chances for marquee wins, but those are also chances for Michigan to sort of fall flat in their face like they've done recently.
All right, Matt Misler, your thoughts. In, first four, or NIT bound?
As of right now, I'm saying NIT bound.
All right.
I mean, they've got 7 games left, including today.
Yep.
At Indiana. They're, 5-6 right now in conference, 15-9 overall, no true road win.
And only, I think, 2 top 25 wins in SMU, and trying to recall the other one.
Yeah, but that's, you're looking back towards the beginning of the season,
yeah.
And it seems like it's the whole what have you done for me lately concept. To be honest with you, I think the only true road game that they'll win is going to be at Rutgers. So I think they're probably only going to finish out with either 1 or 2 wins at the end of it. So I'm going to go ahead and say they're probably going to be like a 2 or 3 seed in the NIT. They're not going to be a 1 seed at this point.
You know what?
All right.
I have no idea if we're going to make it.
Okay,
I really don't know. Because
Tony,
like they just pointed out, we have not won a game on the road. And that is...
That's what the committee looks at.
That's almost unbelievable.
And the thing is that we're going into Bloomington with an Indiana team that's kind of beat up already. And to me, for some reason, it just seems like at least this season, there's no way that they can find a way to win on the road. I just don't see them winning today. And I'm trying to be as optimistic as possible, but I mean, there's really no optimism at this point with this team, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is Michigan guys, Michigan has a long way to go this season. If you look at the RPI, last time I looked, we had a bracketologist on Inside the Huddle last week. The last time I looked, Michigan is at like 76 right now in the RPI.
Moving up.
They're going to have to make some serious headway if it's even a possibility.
Yeah, so I'm saying NIT. I'm not saying this team can't do the unthinkable, but more likely what they've shown, And what you've all said, the road is very tough because right now in the Big Ten, they are 0-6, 13-3 at home, but they do not play, the Big Ten tournament in Ann Arbor, and they don't play the actual big tournament in Ann Arbor as well. And that's why I'm going to say Purdue, 12-2 at home, road, they're 4-3. The best road team in the Big Ten is actually Maryland at 6-1. But yeah, with Michigan being now, what, 7th or 8th, because it goes Wisconsin, Purdue, Maryland, they're all in the top 25. Northwestern right now at 12-2 at home and 4-3 on the road. Michigan State is behind them at 11-2 at home, 2-4 on the road. That's not good for a Michigan State team. Minnesota, 13-3 at home, 4-4 on the road. Iowa is 12-3 at home and 1-7 on the road. Then Penn State, I don't need to care, and then Michigan's after that. Michigan is going to have to – they're going to have to go in that tournament and play like no other, but it's going to be very tough because, yeah, 7 games to go, but where do you guys think their record is in the last 7 games? He's 3-4, 2-5, 7-0. Jeff Childs, your thoughts on the last 7 games, your record for the Michigan Wolverines basketball team?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the last 7 games – man, I don't know. I mean,
7-0, 6-1.
No, they're not. No, they are. I'm gonna say 4-3.
Okay.
I think they pick at least one up on, at home against Wisconsin or Purdue. Let me pull up their schedule. What's the last 7?
The last 7 games for the Wolverines.
Indiana
away this afternoon.
Yeah, I picked them beating Indiana today. I said that on Inside the Huddle last week. I think they beat Indiana against, today. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and then Thursday it's home against Wisconsin.
7th ranked Wisconsin.
Then it's at Minnesota on the 19th, at Rutgers on the 22nd, home to Purdue on the 25th, which is senior night as well.
My team.
Wednesday, March the 1st at Northwestern, and to close out the regular season, Sunday, March 5th at Nebraska. That's your final 7.
So Indiana, Minnesota, Rutgers, and I'll say Purdue is the upset.
Whoa, going against the host of the show for this week, Jeff. We might not have you return while I'm hosting every other week. Tonio, your thoughts on this 7-game stretch to end the regular season for the Michigan basketball team, your record for them?
I would say maybe 3-4.
Okay.
I think that between Wisconsin, Purdue, and Northwestern, I think we'll get one of those. I would love to get more, but and then between Nebraska, Rutgers, and Minnesota and Indiana, we'll get three of those. So I think that's a relatively safe bet. That's not so like, but I really, like I said before, I mean, the way that these other Big Ten teams are, I don't feel like we can't beat any of them or that any of them can't beat us.
It could go either way, is what you're telling us. Yeah.
I mean, I really, none of them have really been that impressive. And the, you know, the NCAA or whoever, I don't, the committee has came out with that pre-bracket this week.
Right.
It didn't have any Big Ten teams. They released the top 4 seeds for each division, and they none of them had a Big Ten team in it, which doesn't bode particularly well for us or for any of the sort of mid to lower Big Ten teams that are hoping to get in, because all of those spots are you know, like the sort of the spots from, you know, the 4 seed down are now being filled by the upper levels of the Big Ten as opposed to maybe the mid teams in the Big Ten.
All right, Matt Misler, your thoughts, your record for the Michigan basketball team for these last 7 games, including today's game at Indiana.
Optimistically, 3-4.
Okay.
Realistically, 1-6.
1-6, going that low. Yeah, I
think their only game that they pull out is at Rutgers. That's the only one I think they could pull out.
Yeah, Rutgers, that's one of those games you look, but Rutgers has been heating it up as of late. They do have a road win, and they have a home win. So,
yeah, I end up watching that game between Minnesota and Rutgers just to see, because to be honest with you.
You are boring.
I am. I'm very boring. Thank you for pointing that out.
Was the TV stuck on that channel?
Yeah.
Are you a Gopher fan now or a Rutgers fan? What team are you
doing? I am a NJIT fan. yeah, drop that in one. Because the thing is I don't know how these two teams play out. I don't know how they, you know, Rutgers got to 13 and now they're 13-13. How the hell they got such a great non-conference, you know, record?
Well, they played a bunch of nobodies. That's part of it, Miz.
And JIT?
I don't have it in front of me, but they played nobodies.
But, I mean, I had no idea, you know, how these two teams got to where they're at right now. I figured, well, that game's on. I'd rather watch that than rather watching, you know, a blowout game like, I think it was Kentucky and Alabama at the time. I figured, well, I'll watch that. There's nothing else really on.
Right. I understand. All right. Yeah, my prediction, I want to say 3-4, but more likely it's going to be 2-5. I'll stick right in between this. So I'll say 2.5 wins. They'll win the first half of one of those games, lose the rest of the game. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk hockey. Jeff, you were there last night.
I was, unfortunately.
I was at Duel in the D the night before. And around here, Jeff, I know for Miz and I, you can only go back if they win. So you're no longer allowed to go to any hockey games.
Okay.
You're listening to The Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050. WTK, The Ticket.